The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 16th of May already, 2017. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and look at the winner's circle. That's 12 modules, very simple. It goes from my early philosophies right through to dips, pullovers, rack training. Power rack training, you know how much I love that. Number four, stones, sandbags. I mean, high shrugs. So many things that have been kind of put out there in Nowheresville where, you know, we always talk about bringing back what physical culture means. And I don't say that lightly because, to me, unless you've been around or unless you're very interested, most people don't have a clue to it. And I don't believe in fitness or exercise as it's portrayed in today's world. To me, it's just ashes. It's gone. So that's what we do. So go out there and look at that product. We have a 13th module. It's about 20 minutes. It's called The Stewards of Strength. If you've ever heard me talk about that at the end of the show, it's called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. That's what physical culture is all about, and I talk on every one of these. Now, I've had people say to me, you don't have video. Well, video would be fine, and I can make you any video you want. But the reason why I did it that way is you need to be educated. And if you don't know a lot of this stuff, the education you're going to learn on each module is definitely going to benefit you. Of course, there's always going to be questions. I need to learn more and more and more. That's the whole objective of this thing. It's to get you involved in it, start you off, and as I say, this is going to be a product that's going to keep growing and growing and growing over time. And, you know, you get a hold of me, we designed some video for you. But I didn't feel video was a smart move because you know what most people do? They bypass the reading and the listening, and they go right to the movement. That's a good way to disintegrate yourself, especially if you never did a pullover, if you've never done a power or dead stop power rack training, if you never did a high shrug. So I'm looking out for you in the context of let's educate, make decisions, and go from there. So that's something you want to look at. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got a good friend, John Bruni, who will be coming in here very shortly. Go out and just look at all the shows I've done with John. We have 680 podcasts right now, a little over 2 years, believe it or not, because when I spoke to Blueberry that houses all my material, because we have so much content, one of the technicians there, Angelo, who is one of the sharpest people I've ever met, could not believe in that amount of time of that many podcasts. I got news for you. I've slowed down this year. If I was going at the record pace I was going the last 2 years, we would probably have about 750. But 680 is pretty outstanding. So I thank myself and everybody associated with the show and all our listening family. Also, too, I've talked about this on about six shows. We are hanging by the skin of our teeth right now with everything we've been for a while. I've gone through quite a bit of my savings, which was about $80,000. And we need your help. If you like the show, if you love the solutions, if you like the route we're going, and we're going to get bigger and bigger, obviously, please donate to the show. The show's a lot of money to run. And what I said, we've set a date of money for the rest of the year, $1,000 per month. Now, I have over 21,000 plus listeners. And you know what? A cup of coffee, even a medium, is about $2.50. If every one of the 21 plus thousand people did that, and I know that's not reality, we would be in super shape right now. We've got a lot of stuff going. We are pushing the envelope to the max. But We do need your help. I've never asked for any help. We've offered solutions, and I know the comments and the letters and the texts and the phone calls I've gotten from people, and a lot of people have donated, but we don't have a consistent donation pattern. So if you would love to donate the show, and this show means something to your life, go out to PayPal. It's FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Anything would be appreciated, and we do appreciate you, and we want to be around for 30 years, and we will be no matter what, because this like myself and everybody else, will survive. Before I read John's bio, I'm going to read, I haven't dusted this off in a while, and I love this passage. Lifetime of observations and reflections on and off the court. Wooden, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. The opinion of others. I'm getting this quite a bit right now. Do not become too concerned about what others think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in? And are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And as my pop always said, be a leader, not a follower. Think about that. We're going to bring John in momentarily, but before we do, we're going to give you a little info on this gentleman. Number one, strongman, author, motivational speaker. He's a pastor, and he writes for Milo Magazine, and that's where I discovered John many years ago. In fact, he'll have to tell me, but I was looking through some Milos, and I haven't found it before that. The earliest I saw John writing, I think it was either 2009 or 2010, because I've been going through a lot of material, just rereading, because I know I missed it, 17, 18 years ago. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. Or should I say 7 or 8 years ago? But with that in mind, John, welcome back to the show, brother.
Hey, man, looking forward to a great time today. Always fired up to be on Motivation and Muscle.
Hell yeah, it's the best. We're going to talk about a couple subjects probably, but John and I are all over the place anyways, and it always works. Here in Albany, I can't tell you how many days straight it's rained. I've never seen anything like it. Normally I have a garden in by now. I don't know if we're even going to have one this year. It's going to probably take a good 3 weeks minimum to start drying out before I could ever till it. This happened probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I did not plant till like mid to late June. I had the poorest garden ever, mainly because really the ground never dried out and it rotted just about everything out. We had a few things, some lettuce, some peppers, but anything I put seed-wise in the ground just didn't work. So it might be a year where I throw another yard of good soil on it, till it 3 or 4 times and leave it. Sometimes the ground, like all of us, needs a rest, and it's been very good to me, but we'll see. Time will tell. Heavy outside training is super duper, especially now this week. Now we're going to go from cold, frigid rain in the next 3 days to 90 degrees in humidity, which, forget that, but that's the way it is. And if we've got the time, we're going to get into the 3 different positions of the power rack, and we could talk about anything at that point. John, heavy outside, warm weather, you and I and everybody else, a lot of the people on the show, our friends, train all year round, no matter what the weather is. But for a lot of people, that is not something they like to do. But let's talk about outside training, and let's talk about heavy stuff, too. I love all this stuff, so take it away.
Well, one of my favorite times of the year for training is summer, because we get to move out of the dungeon. Those who have seen maybe some YouTube clips, I train in my basement, as well as a friend's house who's got a garage called the Concrete Gym. But we moved from the dungeon to being able to do a lot of different things outdoors. And one of the things that I love about training outdoors is it tests your will.
Yep.
It can be pure misery, which makes it awesome. I think the more miserable your session, the more awesome it is, because it's forcing you to dig way deep. Yep. And find out what you have to offer. And the cool thing is about outdoors is there's so many things you do outdoors that you can't do indoors.
Yep.
and especially with distance things. So, you know, the thing I would say, what I love doing outdoors is tire flipping.
Oh, yeah.
There really is, you know, if I could name one conditioning exercise that I think is like maybe the perfect exercise for a lifter for strength would be the tire flip.
Yep.
Because you have elements of the deadlift. You also have hip mobility, because if you're not mobile, you're not getting under that tire.
Right.
You have grip work. You have to actually push the tire. You take it through that full range of motion, and then if you do it correctly, you're actually giving a plyometric push to the tire, which simulates the bench press, and then you do it all over again for distance, which is giving you a cardio or burst training workout like you've never seen before.
Yep.
Excellent exercise that can only really be done outdoors.
I agree, and you know, I think you and I have talked about this, but I'll reiterate this once again. Martin Janzik's a good friend of the show. I think he's one of the greatest stone lifters I've ever witnessed, from Scotland. And two things he's laid on me, and we might even hit the second one later, but I don't want to hold a lot. I don't want to hold us up too much here. One of the things he believes that will make you a phenomenal stone lifter, everybody, and we know we've got so many people in etched in stone now, is he believes in taking a 500-pound tire and flipping it for an hour straight. Now, I know he's probably taking breathers and stuff like that, but what I'm saying is, you know, John's talking about the conditioning, the explosion, the mobility, the grip. That's something I've added. I am not using a super heavy tire because, as I've said recently, I'm building those Roman pillars in my back right now. I love tire flipping. And, you know, I'm a little more careful of it now because I tore that left bicep. For a while, that was bothering me. It's not doing that anymore. I also haven't tested myself with my 800-pound tire either. I'm not going anymore in about a 450 or lighter, and I use tractor tires, but who cares? I mean, the conditioning alone, and, you know, I'm sure John, we'll get right back to John and ask him about distance-wise. You know, I got a 95-foot driveway down and back. I've got, I think four tires, and they go at all different weights. I mean, I think the lightest one I got is about 130. You know, when you, after you've blown up a 450 and you grab that 130 and come all the way halfway back with it, let me tell you, man, you're firing that thing so damn hard, it's flying left and right and in between on you. So, yes, John, tire work is phenomenal, period. And whether you want to compete in stone lifting, strongman, powerlifting, anything, there, this one tool alone, I believe, and this might be my top tool for conditioning. I don't know. It would be a draw between that, stones, and sandbags. And I know people like to throw sledge work in on the tire, and I hope I didn't steal your thunder there. But go ahead and take it. But phenomenal first movement. We'll keep going.
Well, and then you're getting into what I call the active recovery mode.
Yep.
What's awesome about the tire is you also get out there, and then you have a nice – and some people wouldn't call this active recovery. Some people would say this is torture. But one of the things that doubles is as a plyometric platform for jumping.
Yep.
So I'll do a distance of taking the tire all the way down. I have a certain distance along the side of my house. It's a great, great chunk of land there for that. Get it down to the end, and then I'll have do a set number of what we call box jumps. They're really tire jumps.
Yep.
And then I will take the sledgehammer. And I'll take the sledgehammer, and I will do that for either time or a certain amount of reps, then breathe, and then do the whole cycle all over again.
Yeah, that's vicious. And you know what I use for all that when I'm going to do it? I set an egg timer. And I go I usually go 3 minutes, all right? And I have, I think I've got four different sledgehammers here. I could either go one side with a light, the other side with a heavy, one medium, one light. And I love going back and forth like that because that conditions the living hell out of you. And, doing these movements, I mean, you know, everybody's always like, well, I want to get in better shape and this and that. You know what I want? I want more size, man. But I want to be able to put that size to the ground too. I don't want to be some guy walking around that can't even lift his arm up if he even had to defend himself. What I'm saying is you can become not only so damn enduring, but so muscular, man. And you know what right now? And John, I'll get right back to you, but I'm really fired up, brother. I'm going to tell you that. I am fired up right now. I'll tell you this. You know what I want more than anything besides building those big Roman pillars in my back? I want ligaments and tendons now more visible in a way where someone's going to look at me and say, do you have chains running through your skin?
I love it.
And you know what I'll say to them? Yes, I do. Thank you for the compliment. Go ahead. Cheers.
I love it. Well, and that leads me into my second favorite outdoor exercise.
Yep.
Which you talk about building some tendon strength. You talk about building some grip strength. You talk about working everything from your ears down to your toes.
Yep.
Is loaded carries for distance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, find yourself a couple heavy implements. You know, I hear all kinds of excuses out there, and it really honks me off. People are like, well, I'd like to do loaded carries, but I can't afford a 200-pound kettle, a set of 200-pound kettlebells. I can't afford, you know, a set of farmer's walk implements. Well, you know what you can afford? A couple 5-gallon buckets.
Duh. Yeah, really.
One with cement.
Yep.
You know, wrap some tape around it if you want it to be a thick grip. Make your own homemade thick grip, you know, concrete farmer's implements. You know, that's the thing. You know, people, these exercises are so great. And some people are, I always hear this, like, well, I'd like to do strongman, but I don't have the equipment.
Yeah.
Well, what it is you don't have the creativity or the ingenuity, or often you don't have the, you know, the, I don't want to say laziness, but it's like you don't have the gumption to find a way.
Yep.
And that's what I find so often, you know, a lot of these things, you got to find a way to do it.
Yep.
You know, and I've shared this many times. When I first got started, I couldn't afford thick-handled dumbbells.
Yep.
I just read John Brookfield's book, and he later became my mentor. But I couldn't afford those things. I went out and bought the crappiest pair of dumbbells I could find that were heavy, and I bought 5 or 6 rolls of duct tape, and I duct taped them around so I had a 3.5-inch handle.
Yep.
And that's what I used.
Yep.
You know, so you just got to be creative. But getting back to loaded carries, what I love about that is it works your gait, you're working your hips,
yep.
The tendon strength it takes over time, especially if you want to put some new twists on them. One of the fun things is I do the Eagle Loops from Iron Mine and do your loaded carries that way.
Yep.
Those things build tendon strength like you've never seen. I mean, it's scary what can happen if you really spend some time doing that. It's a fantastic way through those things. So loaded carries until you feel like you're going to die.
Yep.
And then you set it down, you pick it up, and you walk a little bit more. And you set it down, you pick it up, and you walk a little bit more. And you make little goals in your mind about how far you're going to walk. And it's a very powerful, powerful thing.
Yes, it is. I've said this before, and I've said it with you and I numerous times. I don't know if I would call it lazy. Like you were talking, lack of creativity. That's a definite. But you know something, too? I don't care if you lift, you don't lift, you want to lift, you are lifting, whatever. Hard work is something that, to me, most people have gotten away from. And that even includes lifters. Because would it make it much better if everything was so much easier? Because I love to hear people say to me, like, all right, for instance, the other day, I knew when I was going out Sunday to lift the Hoosa steel stone, I wanted to up the shot in it. And most people don't even want to do stuff like that. They're like, you know, why do I want to do all that? I'd rather just lift. You know, it's going to take away from my lifting. You ought to see these buckets of shot I got, everybody. And the BBs are so tiny you can barely see it, all right? There I am out with a weight scale and a kid's sand bucket and filling it. And you want me to tell you something? It was fun as hell. It was fun as hell, man. There I am, constructing again, building stuff. And as far as walking with implements, farmers' walks, whatever, there's not. Look, I've said this on multiple shows. If I knew 20-plus years what I know now just about carrying, who knows what I could have done. And I guess that doesn't matter because now I know it and I can educate, and anybody that trains here can get that education now. But man, oh man, these kids that are playing sports, football, or anything, and the ones that come here, one of the first things you're going to learn is your body weight, number one. I don't let you do anything until we've got you to the point where I feel you look good on three movements, okay? We might work something low grade into it, but that's it. Then you learn how to use a sandbag here before you do anything. And that includes deadlifting, squatting, or any type of pressing, because I'm going to tell you this. It's just another form to me of mastering your body weight, even though now you are using more than what you normally have. So you had a 50-pound stone, you weigh 150, well, now you're a 200-pounder to me. But and then the other piece that you said, John, which is very, very educating, is this. What you're learning when you carry stuff like that, especially I love to do a farmer's walk with one arm. You talk about building balance and coordination in your body. You know, everybody wants you to do all these movements. Do this, do that. Build your core. Build your hip. Build it. You know what? You can take literally, okay, if you can grip it, you can do it with a sandbag, okay? Or you take like what John said, which I love. You go out, you can get those buckets at any Lowe's, anything, Home Depot. They're car wash buckets. The guys that do sheetrocking use them. They're cheap. Bring it home. Reinforce it any way you want. You can still buy steel buckets too. Fill that up with that cement. I love duct tape. I should own stock in duct tape with all the duct tape I still use and have used through the years. You can build an apparatus that is just will make you indestructible, ladies and gentlemen. All right, John, I'll keep going, but bring in the next movement or comment on anything, please.
Well, again, carries are just unbelievable, and it's a fantastic thing. And then I also like, and this is one of my all-time favorite tools, and, you know, I'm waiting to see if somebody can make one of these because I think they're off the market right now unless they have redesigned them. I have something called an Expo sled.
Okay.
And what it is three tires. It looks like your traditional prowler type sled.
Yep.
But what it actually does, it has a chain on it, and it's a resistance motor that is attached to it.
Okay.
So the harder you push,
yep,
the more resistance it gives you.
Yep.
And so I love this because I can gas any athlete. I can take, you know, the person hasn't worked out before at all, and they're just walking it, and it creates that resistance. You have the best trained athlete where they're just a stud. The harder they're pushing against it, the more that thing is resisting against them, and it just shuts you down.
Oh, yeah.
And I love, love, love. It's been one of my all-time favorite pieces of equipment. I'm looking for somebody to maybe redesign that because it is such a fantastic equipment, but I don't think it's on the market anymore. So if you can't have an Expo sled, the next best thing is to pull a tire, to push a sled, you know, get creative. Push-pull is one of the best things that you can possibly do.
Oh, yeah.
So I really encourage people to get out and do some sort of push-pull exercise because it's just a fantastic, fantastic way to not only, you know, train, because this is the thing, outdoor training has the bonus of being metabolic,
yeah,
versus a lot of our other type of training. Strength training gives you myriads of benefits that are off the charts. There is no better training than strength training. But when you do these exercises, you get the bonus of a metabolic effect, which takes it into the stratosphere as far as just the benefits for your body.
No, without a doubt, I'll tell you this, you know, you go outdoors like it's going to be here the next 3 days. Today's going to be probably the nicest day of the three, depending on how much heat you like. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking out my window right now. You talk about a nice little breeze, it's blue sky, it's sunny as can be. Like right now between 11 o'clock and about, give or take, 3 to 3:30, my driveway is like a steam oven. And I mean, that is the best time to go out. And that alone, with doing the movements we're talking about here, That will bring you places like you've never seen before. And forget the controlled environment, forget the controlled gym, forget not being able to use chalk. You can't yell, you can't have any fun. You know, all it is a little social club, and, you know, we don't want to rattle anybody or rock anybody. This stuff is made to rattle, man. Rattle. When you walk, your bones should be making noise. And that's how I look at it all. You go out there and you just assault this stuff, and it's going to assault you back. And it's going to push you, like John said, and it can break you, and it can put you on your knees. I talked about in the summer with the steel hoose of steel stones. I stick them out in the sun. You know why? Because I want to burn my forearms when I go to pick them up. I'm serious when I say that. You know why? Because it sets that trigger off. Do I want to hurt myself? No. But I want to be reminded that I'm out there for a reason. In case for that 10 seconds I slip up and forget about why I'm here, you need to be reminded. You need to be out there. And that's a whole other thing with the mental conditioning that goes with it. But, John, what's the next movement you would talk about, sir?
Well, first I would take another step back. How can we intensify those movements that we just talked about?
Okay.
Those movements are going to hit all kinds of stuff, and I'll get into some more movements in a moment. But one of the things is we like to do is, and I just wrote about it in one of my new books, is understanding rare air.
Okay.
And one of the ways that you can intensify this is by putting on an elevation mask. Now, here's what people need to understand. When you put on an elevation mask, you're not really doing true elevation training. What you're doing is you are breathing against resistance.
Interesting.
True elevation training is putting less oxygen content in the air. And I'll show a little trick there. This is like a $1 million secret coming up. Okay?
Yeah.
So what we want to do is combine doing what we call elevation training. So you can buy a regular elevation mask. They're all over, all different types. The first one I actually used was an actual gas mask that had been converted.
Okay.
I mean, it covered your eyes, everything. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But the new ones are pretty great. They're economical, and you can add those to intensify the resistance against your breathing. So what you're doing is you're allowing your lungs, your abdominals, really, to suck in more air and push more air out faster than they normally would. But here's how you get the real true elevation effect. Before and after training, or as I have said, again, now I'm not a medical doctor, so people that are listening to this, don't try and sue me if you die and you don't do it right. Okay? But if you do this for 30 seconds every hour in the summer, 30 seconds, you're going to take a paper bag, put it over your nose and mouth, and breathe in and out for 30 seconds. Unless you feel like you're going to die or pass out, then take it away. And eventually, like I do, I've increased the time, but I don't want to get in that for the listeners there.
Okay.
What you're actually doing is you're inhaling carbon dioxide, which does train the blood vessels and everything else to simulate elevation training. So by taking in that carbon dioxide, you're actually simulating less oxygen in the air. And when you combine that by doing that every hour for 30 seconds, 30 seconds of your time.
Yep.
You carry a paper bag with you. When you combine that then in your regular training by adding an elevation mask, all of a sudden you are having conditioning levels that are off the charts. You're producing more red blood cells. Oxygen can be carried fast. Muscles, your recovery goes up in all your other exercises. You got more gas to squat more, bench more, press more. It's a fantastic thing. So apply those little tweaks, and you're going to watch, you know, things go off the charts for you as far as your conditioning levels.
So you're telling what you're telling us is every day, 30 seconds with the nose in the mouth in a regular lunch bag, and breathe in, and that will increase obviously your oxygen rate and everything as in such. Correct?
Yeah, and if you do it more regularly, if you get really intense about it, you can do it every hour, only once an hour.
Yep.
On the hour, if you do that for a month or 2 months, you will permanently change the size of your blood vessels and some different crazy things. It's pretty awesome. I just tell people to try it. Again, I'm not a doctor.
No,
that's a disclaimer out there. You know, I write a lot more details about it in some of my new books coming out.
Cool. That's you know, that's how a lot of that stuff started with me with the heavy hands. Now, we didn't have, obviously, a mask over the face, but if you read that book by Dr. Leonard Schwartz, and he was a medical doctor, and I got that from our good friend John McKean, that one of the when they had put any of these subjects on these machines and they were all hooked up with, you know, reading everything, their vitals, they found that using the heavy hands and doing multiple movements was fine, but the one that really brought everything into focus was the skiing style, cross country. So your arms are over your heart all the time. But to make a long story short, you know, when you're talking about blood vessels, you know, blood, they found that movement alone was one of the greatest oxygenators of your blood. And as everybody knows, especially if you want to be a hell of a lifter and you're carrying things like Husafell stones, or you're taking a tire and flipping it 500 times for an hour straight, you damn well better have some red blood cells cooking in you, or you're going to fall flat on your face. So it's, I know it's different, John, but it just reminded me of that when you said, you know, what's going to happen with you through the, you know, through your blood vessels, basically.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It is amazing.
Yep. What's next?
Well, then we want to go into some kind of crawling.
Okay.
Now, crawling has gotten, you know, all kinds of popularity today. I know the original strength material is excellent. People are rediscovering what it means to crawl.
Yep.
And there's all different kinds of variations of that. And here's the thing. It will make you smarter because you are doing the X factor. You're doing the cross type crawl where, you know, the right hand, left leg goes forward,
yep.
Opposites.
Yep.
So that does do some amazing things in your brain. It lights up, you know, your motor cortex as you do that. But what I like to do for crawling is basically take that tire that's immovable, kind of. It will eventually move.
Yep.
But what you can do then is put a resistance band on it so it stretches.
Yep.
Instead of pulling the tire with a crawl, do a resisted banded crawl. So the farther you get out, the more the resistance increases. And then you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, forward and backward crawling. It is an intense, intense thing, and it really can do some wreak havoc on your system. I mean, it's a definite off the charts. I've said that term today because all this stuff is it's so hard, but the benefits.
Yeah.
When you put your body to the brink of death.
Yeah.
And then you focus on proper recovery. If you recover correctly.
Yep.
You would not believe the ability the body has to rebuild itself. And these are one of those primal movements that people need to get involved in. They need to try it. They need to do it. It's an excellent thing.
Now, I know we're going. I'm going to hear from somebody that's going to say to me, "Well, you know, how do I work that into my workout?" I'll just tell you something I do. Obviously, we do a lot of the same things. We do a lot of different things. Something like that. I've gone on phases with that stuff where that's all I would do for 2 to 3 weeks straight. I wouldn't do any conventional barbell work at all. The only thing that I would do would be my neck, because think about it, it covers everything. Think about that. Just a tire flip alone, it covers you from head to toe. That's not even talking about doing the other stuff. So, John, if you're not going to go with that style of doing things, you know, and I think it's very good to give everything a break and do some other things that relate to everything you're doing anyways. How would you work that into a regular barbell routine? And if there's other things, obviously, I didn't mean to cut you off. If there's other things you want to talk about prior to that question, be my guest. It's all yours.
Well, what I would do is I would pick one of those movements and use it as a finisher.
Okay.
People who know me, that's one of the things that I love to do in every workout. You give your very best,
yep.
And then it's like the kick. You know, they talk about this, those people that are long-distance runners. I have no desire to do that. I don't know what's fun about that. But
yeah.
I train people that do that. And they talk about the end. You want to have this burst of energy, this kick.
Yep.
That's going to take you to the edge, and it's going to, you know, it's all about having that kick at the end, which really, you know, decides whether you're going to win or lose the race.
Correct.
And what I try and do is finish every workout with a kick. And that's where a finisher comes in. I pick one or two intensive exercises and just try and blow myself up, you know.
Yep.
I try and push it to the limit, you know, until you're done. And you'll know you're done. So you ask, well, how long is a finisher? Well, a lot of times less than 5 minutes, but you'll know when you're done. I mean, you will know. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because you'll really be able to pick your body up.
Yep.
So I would pick one of these things as a finisher, whether it's, you know, dragging sleds, pushing, crawling, carrying, any of those things. The tire sequence, do that as a finisher.
Yeah.
And the bonus with that is you have to do zero cardio for the week if you're doing those things as finishers every week.
You're not kidding, man. And you know what the nice thing is? You're going to walk out of wherever you're doing it, and we hope you're doing it outside. When you go into the house to shower, eat, and recover, you're just going to feel like $1 million. That stuff, when John talks about, you know, the translation, especially to your central nervous system and everything else going on around you and in you, because it's the inside that's really extending what the outside looks like. And not only that, you know, we got this in the beginning, and I want to hit this, and I'll give it right back to you, John, is this. You know, John said it and I've said it. You know, the excuse with a lot of people is I don't have the money. You know, I can't buy specialty farmer's handles or, you know, a prowler or whatever. Okay, here's the deal, everybody. You go to any tire place and ask them for some used tires, and normally they'll give them to you. And the ones I have in my area, they're so used to me coming down, getting it for myself or for other people. They sometimes even deliver it to the house. And these aren't small tires, okay, number one. But the deal is you can't bring them back. Fine, that's not a problem. So you get a free tire. So where's your contention there? There is none. There's no argument there. Okay, first thing, what did John tell you about doing? You want farmer's walk implements? Go down to Lowe's. If you can't afford like a $6 bucket, I guess you can't train then. Cement, dirt cheap. You buy the concrete. That's the brand. You want to color it up, you can throw dye in it, whatever you want to do. Duct tape, how expensive is that? What's it going to take you? Maybe, let's just say it takes you a few hours to do it, especially if you got to mix the cement with a hoe in a wheelbarrow. It's going to take a little longer, pour it in. But so what's your excuse there? So now you got your farmer's walk stuff. When he's talking about crawling, that's you, that's your body weight. Where's your contention there? So what I'm saying is this. If you really, really want to get into this, especially in the summer, there's no excuse. The excuse would be that you don't want it that bad, that you don't want to put yourself out that bad. And to me, that's a damn shame. That to me is wasting time and talent, and you need to hear that, folks. So the ones that are sitting on the fence right now, saying, geez, I can't afford that. Well, I just gave you two easy ways. And if you don't want to do the cement, you get a free tire, folks. And you can get multiple tires at this place. If anything, go out and flip a damn tire all day, 7 days a week. I'm serious. All different sizes. Watch what your body will look like then. Go ahead, John. Take it.
Yeah, absolutely. No excuses. Just get out and do it.
Yep.
And one of the things I like to do in the outdoors this time of year for either a warm-up or a cool-down,
yeah,
just because my shoulders take such a beating, is I like to use the mace.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely an outdoor movement for me. You know, I do it in the wintertime, too. It's not as fun. Your fingers are stuck to the mace after it's over. But
yep,
it's really one of my all-time favorite warm-up or cool-downs. It's just a great thing. But when you can do it outside, there's something primal.
Yep.
I mean, you just feel like a warrior.
Yep.
When you're out there doing it.
Yep.
It's just a fun movement, but it's so functional because you're working your core. I also have some giant Indian clubs. I've got club bells, you know, all kinds of implements, but they basically come down to the same type of thing. You're doing some kind of swinging movement. It's just excellent for your shoulders. And do that, and then when the pool is up and running, you can jump into the freezing cold pool in the backyard.
Yep.
And that's That's an awesome thing.
It sure is.
We're blessed to have a pool, and so I love that.
Yeah, that's a nice feeling, especially after you've been out there and you've hammered away on yourself, because everyone knows water therapy is just so good, man. To be able to, you know, it's another thing, John. It's like you get to sit out in your yard, you're with your family, friends, whatever, or even by yourself, man, and whether you're swimming, just kind of treading water a little bit, or just standing there and absorbing that sunlight and keep, you know, cooling your body down, and just the recovery you get from water, because water is always moving. Even as still as it is, there's always movement in it. There's nothing like it out there, and it's a heck of a way to do it. Anything else?
That's it, brother.
All right.
I hope people actually take, you know, we gave them some gems today.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, I'm just hoping that people take this and, you know, don't take these podcasts for granted. I mean, we're throwing stuff at you that, you know, we paid for in the trenches.
You betcha. You know? Still are.
And what I'm saying is you're learning, and I'm not, this is not an arrogant statement, but we're trying to pass along to you knowledge that comes from the greats. Now, I don't consider myself a great, but I do my mentors. And these guys pass secrets along to me, guys like John Brookfield.
Yep.
Passed on the secrets of strength, you know, and you talk about being a steward of strength.
Yep.
They pass those things on to me, and I want to pass them on to you. And so don't take those things for granted. There is a lot of times this information wasn't available,
nah.
You know, and now you have the opportunity to learn and really take this and download it, tell your friends about it, because you're getting world-class information that 10, 15 years ago, you would have had to pay dearly to get.
Oh, and I
agree. And so apply.
Yeah. No, I,
you know, get after it.
I agree with you totally, because, boy, I wish I had some of this when I started out. But you know something? I, John, I flip it around the other way, too. But you have to be the type of person that likes to dig and get into things, and I'm that type of person. But that's why I'm doing this show. That's why you're here with me and everybody else, because we are all of that like-minded stuff, the sharp mind, the wanting to learn mind. The guys and girls have been out here forever, and, you know, we could just sit still where we are and still have plenty of knowledge, but that's not the way we are genetically made up at all. We go out and strive and strive and strive and build, and, you know, that's why I say, you know, and I would never have said it before, and that's why I'm asking for donations now to keep this show as vigorous as possible, because we, you know, I've had people say to me, I come in here, you know, you ought to charge per episode, and I said, I won't ever do that, because I never had to pay for it. But you know something? The bills come every month for this. You work hard to get it better and better. There is so much that goes into this show, folks, if you don't know it. It's not just recording John and I today. It's obviously I have to contact John, and John is always prompt in getting back to me. Not everybody is. There's so much stuff going behind here. Now, when I put a show up, I did this morning I put up our friend John Haas. I mean, that's a minimum of an hour and a half. And if I've got to go through the show and listen to some bites through it to make sure it's correct what's going down, I have to do that. I mean, you could be talking two and a half hours to put one show up, to do the notes, to upload it, to download it, okay, to put it all out on social media. This is some very intense, extreme work. That's why I've had so many people come to me and say, I want to start my own podcast. Can you help me? Yeah, I'll help you. But I've never had anybody make it through 10 minutes with me. You want me to tell you why? Because they'll say to me, maybe I'll think about it another time. It seems like it's an awful lot of work. Well, damn, anything in life that's worthwhile is a lot of work. And this is worthwhile. And eventually we'll have over a million listeners here. I promise you that. You're only seeing baby steps right now to a point, but the show is, you know, starting to close in near 30,000 downloads. That's phenomenal. We've only been up for a little over 2 years. And you know what, folks? I've carried it all on my back. But I've also had the best people with me, like John Bruni and many others that would, I know they would help me out at any turn if they could. This is why we've had so much success. But you have to have somebody that's going to drive the ship and I've driven it very, very hard, believe me. And I'll tell you another thing. There's people who have wanted to come on here and do my show. I won't ever let anybody take the reins of this show. The show will either be repeats or it'll be ended, because we had a few people in here that were working with me and asking me questions, and they're like, we like those people I have on, but we want you to do the show. We listen to you. So this is a very important thing out there. We've reached and touched the hearts and minds of so many people, and we are going to keep this rolling no matter what. But that's why I asked for the donation, because you could really help me out right now. And this is real critical, and that's the way it is. But that's that. I've got myself into this, and I'll do whatever I have to do to make us as solvent as possible, and that will happen. But it never hurts to lend a hand to somebody, because, by God, I've lended my hand to a lot of people, and I've never asked for nothing, and I never will. But that's the way I work, and I hope we can work together that way for right now. John, I know I went off the rail for a long one, but if there's anything you want to summarize, give out all your information. I'll give mine if you'd hang on the line. And I'll tell you this, we didn't get to it, but I've got some things, and I'll talk to John when we're offline. These three power rack positions, you know, John and I's contention about power rack work. We've done, well, we did one with Adam Glass. I think we've done like three already. That next show, if we decide to go with it, might be one of the most interesting shows I think you've ever heard between John and I. Because John is a master in a power rack, and I'm pretty good too. I won't say I'm a master, but I am accomplished in it, and I know how to work it. And I've done some other things that I've never publicized about it either. So that could definitely be our next show. But John, take it away. Give out your websites, any info. I'll give mine, and hang on, please.
Well, definitely check out www.submitstrength.com. Where you can find equipment there that will help your strength goals submit to you. Pressingthelimits.com, you can find out all about our motivational speaking and the many strength feats and world records, and those type of things are on that site. And then, of course, you can connect with me on Facebook or Twitter. So, again, looking forward to hearing from all of you.
Super. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Check out our digital download, the Winner Circle. That's why I call it Winner Circle, because everybody I feel associated on the show, with the show, or our listening family, everyone's a winner. And that's not said enough out there, and that's the way I've always thought, and that's the way I've always wanted to be talked to. But I also realize I choke at times, too, and not do what I need to do. And I need a guy like John Bruni to hold my feet to the fire. And that doesn't mean they're making fun of you or making less of you. What they do is they care about you. And when someone cares about you, they can be very harsh to you. I've had it to me, and I've done it to others. It's nothing personal, but that's the way real, true men and gentlemen are constructed. So when we go out into the real world, whether we are spreading our strength via by physical means or the mental means or both, we're ready to go and we're ready to help you. So that's very important. Also, too, let's see. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just look at all the shows. We've got 680 shows. Look at all the shows John and I have done alone in the last year. It's phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. Also, too, Apple and Stitcher, go out and listen to them there. They don't call it iTunes anymore. They call it Apple. You could get all our shows out there. You can also get them all on motivationmuscle.com. We'd appreciate the 5-star reviews we've gotten on everything. I thank everyone for that. Go out to AHA Directory. That's AHA. You can get Motivation Muscle in your car now, and all the new cars have the capability to get podcasting, so you can get us 24/7 on your radio now. If there's a show you'd like John and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. If you miss John or you don't get him and there's anything you want to ask him, send it here, and I'll forward it to him too. We're doing that for everybody now associated with the show, because I have gotten things, or I will give you how to get a hold of John. But there's no excuse. If you need to get a hold of one of us, we always have a way for you to do that. Also, too, I'll leave you with a multitude of great things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, five words of inspiration will change your life. As my mom said to us when we were kids, she still says it to us, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Look, if you're going to go out and lift today, twist it, bend it, break it, pull it, press it, and squat it. And if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And I mean dust. Also, too, no one will ever clip our balls. And I'll tell you what, the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's, folks. Be a leader, not a follower, like my pop says all the time. Also, too, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Russell Furrer said from the very beginning of Eminem, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, you'll get at least 30 more years of that, depending on how we all live the rest of our lives in this world. But that's the plan, folks. 30 more years of the best radio you can get out there. And just think, down the road here, we are going to be a national radio show, and we'll have a call-in. So when John and I are doing heavy, heavy talking about heavy, heavy lifts, and we're going berserk and cranking iron and throwing rocks and lifting cement barrels and chucking them 500 feet and screaming like the Hulk, you're going to be able to come in and talk to us live on the show. What do you think about that? And that's all coming, believe me. So think about that. Also, too, I got so wired up I forgot my next line, but here's the deal. Be a steward of strength. Oh, I didn't say the three things I really should have. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm just fired up big time in the head. Frank Klein, my greatest college marketing professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor forever, would walk everybody to the door no matter what and say, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself and not smile. John, my dad, Jimmy, Frank Klein, I love you all. And I miss you all, believe me. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot through it. Join the family. Join the revolution. I promise you, 30 years of nothing but greatness. Also, Les Brown, you all have greatness. We take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back, and I don't know many people in today's world that would ever say that, believe me. John, always an honor. It's great to have you on, and I want to tell you I've appreciated all the stuff we've done and will be doing in the future, sir.
Yeah, it was an awesome privilege. Looking forward to it again. It's going to be a great time.
Yes, sir. So, you know, before we sign off, I just want to say this. You know, you get 7 days a week to do great things. You got five more this week, but you got the rest of your life to do it. So think about it. So for John Bruni, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We will see you and hear from us shortly. But remember this, go out and do something. The world wants you to join in. Have a great week, everybody, and be as strong as you possibly can. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.